I'm Dan Robinson, talking with musician Carrie Arnett in WPR's Madison studio. Welcome, Carrie.
Thank you for having me, Dan.
Oh, it's great having you here today. Really glad that you came into the studio. So how about we start with a song?
All right. The song's called Dark Water. Darkness, you can see forever. Don't let it drag you down. When the waters get too heavy, don't let it sink you down. Sinking in. Darkness, you can see forever, but don't let it drag you down. And when the waters get too heavy, don't let it sink you down.
Thank you. That was a great way to start.
Thank you.
Now, that's off your new CD, When the Dust Settles?
It is, yes.
It's the opening track on it, right?
It is the opening track.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about that CD.
So I released the album in September. I recorded it up in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's kind of a collection of where I'm at or where I was at in life. It's filled with a lot of, like, hopefulness, I guess, wading through the darkness, what happens to you after the dust settles in your life.
Yeah. So you've been pretty open on your Facebook pages about some struggles that you've had. Mm-hmm. How has that affected the music, maybe for this CD in particular, but in general, too, for you?
I think it's important to always, like, stay true to yourself. And I wanted to be open and honest with my fans just because I know that they might be going through something too. And just being authentic, just staying true to yourself. And, you know, if I can help somebody through what I'm going through, then I feel like that's, then my work is really important.
Is that what you felt in that song, Dark Waters? It seemed in particular you were trying to kind of get at that.
Yeah, I mean, I think Dark Water kind of set the tone for the whole record. You know, I kind of strategically placed that at the beginning just to kind of, I mean, that was the storm of my life, you know, at the time. And so, you know, as the album progresses, like it kind of goes through the different stages.
Well, I noticed you said it's got a sense of hope to it. And mm-hmm. But I also, it seems like it kind of goes back and forth between those two at the mm-hmm. personal and the societal level. Mm-hmm. You know, songs like This American Life or the song In Breaking Is Easy, you sing, some days feel so right, some days feel so wrong. I hope you find the strength to carry on. Mm-hmm. That sense of balance between the two, is that what you're trying to strike? Or?
Yeah, you know, I feel like life is about balance, you know, and in reality, you know, we try to, you know, if we're having a bad day, we try to counteract it with something good or we try to stay positive. I think that's kind of a message to myself, too, when I was writing these songs is, you know, even though there's darkness and negativity, you know, whether it's personal or societal, I think, you know, staying positive and trying to keep that open mind is important.
Sure, sure. Well, how about we have another song?
Sure. This song's called The War.
Strong, drive out the demons.
Nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's off the new CD too, right?
That's off of the new album, yes.
That settles. In listening to that, there's some really nice musicianship on it and a nice tight sound, which I always appreciate.
Thank you so much.
Are these musicians you were playing with prior to the recording of the disc? Or?
So I formed a band up in Minneapolis. So I lived up there for roughly almost 5 years. And I met these folks through watching them play in other bands. And then we started playing out live. And then when I started thinking about recording this album, I had asked them to see if they wanted to be on the record. And they all fortunately said yes.
Yeah, it's a nice Americana sound.
Yeah.
I really like how that's put together. I'm always curious about this. You know, you're here today mm-hmm. as a solo act, and I know you perform as a solo act, and then you've got this band mm-hmm. that you've done the recording with. So how do you make that transition, both musically in the arrangements, but also mentally, moving from solo to band or vice versa?
Well, it's a little challenging for someone like me who's always used to playing out solo, usually on the road. It's been a nice transition. I feel like having that band really rounds everything out. As far as like getting in the mental state of doing it, it's kind of how I always heard the songs. And so when we were producing the record, trying to get that feel for the record, I mean, everyone kind of instinctively knew what they were doing. And so when the sound finally came as like a full unit, I was just like pleasantly surprised that it actually, you know, came out the way that I was envisioning it the whole time.
Nice. It worked, right?
It worked. It worked like magic. Yeah, it was magical. Well, music is magical anyways. So, yeah.
I would, expanding the sound from solo to band would be like, I get to flesh this out the way it's in my head.
Exactly.
How do you put the genie back in the bottle then when you go from the band and you're out by yourself and solo? Is that hard transition or is it like, this is the way I wrote it, so this is, you know?
I mean, I think I'll always love playing with a band more. I think just because it sounds just so full and amazing and there's an energy with other people that you don't get when you're playing solo. But when I'm out playing solo, like I just kind of try to imagine them being there and try to listen to, what it would sound like if they were all there with me. So, and also stripping it down too, it has its own, magic, I feel like, too, when you're out playing shows, because, you're really stripping it to that base level on how you wrote it and connecting on that intimate level.
Sure. Sure. Now, on that, of course, you're playing and singing lead on the album and you wrote the song. So do you think of yourself more as a singer, an instrumentalist, a songwriter? I mean, how do you sort of in your head picture yourself?
I think always going to be like, well, first, I'm a fan of music. We'll say that.
That's a good place to start.
Right? I've always been a fan. But from an artistic standpoint, I would say I'm a songwriter first. A musician second, just because I'm always thinking of different songs that I want to write, or I'm just an observational person. So like I'm constantly seeing things from a different perspective. So I want to go write that down.
Sure.
And then, I've been singing since I was two. So like, I would say singing is a really big part of my musicianship.
Sure. Okay. Well, we're in WPR Studios in Madison talking to Carrie Arnett, and actually not just talking, but hearing some music. So how about we have another song?
Sure. The song is called Blood and Bones. We didn't come this far to watch the world.
kept on hoping. We worked hard. We paid our dues for a chance at a start. What happened to the days when we love one another? 'Cause everyone is someone's son or daughter.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. You mentioned you lived in the Twin Cities for a while. Of course, you're originally from the Madison area.
Yes.
So how do you think being from the upper Midwest has impacted your music or influenced your songwriting?
Well, I think winter definitely impacts it.
Winter impacts everything this year,
right?
You
know, you know, I think growing up in the Midwest has its own there's like a whole special thing to it. Like I grew up on a farm, you know, working class family, you know, just typical Midwestern family. And, you know, going through obviously all the seasons and stuff has definitely impacted me as a person, you know, with all my struggles. But yeah, there's definitely things that the Midwest has definitely shaped me for as an artist, as a musician. You know, there's like a sort of realness to like, I feel like musicians here.
Yeah. I noticed in your first CD was called Midwestern Skyline. Mm-hmm. So it's right there in the title.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, before I came in for this interview, I was talking to Stephanie Elkins, who used to host Simply Folk.
Yeah.
And she said, I said, I'm interviewing a musician today. She said, oh, who's that? I said, well, it's Carrie Arnett. Oh, that's great. Yeah, she has that song, Lake Michigan. I said, yeah, yes, yeah. Lake so those Michigan. Images are in there,
yeah,
in the music, and it's nice to hear that.
Thank you.
So you're getting ready to move, though, from the Midwest down to Nashville.
Down to Nashville, yeah.
Right. And that's happening soon, right?
Soon, yeah. You know, I think it's totally the cliche, like, hey, I'm moving to Nashville. But, hey, there's good sun and good food down there and music, of course, which is inspiring.
I mean, it's the obvious answer to the question about why you're moving to Nashville.
Yeah.
So it's a professional move.
It's a professional move. You know, I just want to move to a place where I can constantly be challenged as an artist and also be inspired by the people around it. You know, I've been going to Nashville on and off for the past 5 years, kind of splitting some time between there and here. And it's really amazing going into a place and seeing artists like they're on top of their game all the time. And I just stand there in awe, just like, oh, my gosh, that's what I want to do. I want to become a better songwriter. I want to become a better musician. And I feel like being surrounded by people like that will help me do that.
Yeah, to put the goal out there every day. Yeah. So, what's the next project for you then? You have something in mind in particular when you move down there that you're going to be working on?
I mean, I'm already working on songs for the next record. You know, like I'm an independent musician, so I think, you know, seeing where that road leads me down there, it's kind of a industry label focused town. So it's interesting to see that side of it from my perspective, kind of going into like a town where it's very mainstream and the music that I play isn't mainstream there. So finding that collective of people and just building community on that.
But it feels like you're kind of coming in at a good moment. Americana is a huge thing right now, and that's certainly one way of describing your sound. And so good luck to you down there.
Thank you so much. Well.
How about we close out with one more song?
Sure. The song is called Breaking is Easy.
So much, Carrie.
Thank you so much.
And how can people find you online? Where are they?
I'm on all the socials. I'm on Spotify, carriearnett.com.
All right, great. Well, thanks for coming in today. And
thank you.
Thanks also to Joe Hartke, our crack WPR engineer, for helping us sound good today.
Thank you.